Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The high school basketball season, the modified season, coming to an end Saturday, March the 13th. And we're going to try and transition, I guess, to, you know, from a COVID year, hopefully to a normal school year next year. But what is going to kind of happen in between when we talk about summer stuff, when we bring on Ryan Winkler, who is the head basketball coach of the Erie Prophetstown Co-op? And we've talked about this for many years, of doing something like this, you know, taking basketball in the summer and taking it outside to a park type setting. So Ryan Winkler has the idea of pickup at the park. So playing pickup games, kind of a, you know, semi-structured, where a team maybe would come into Aledo and play at Water Tower Park. Say it's Erie Prophetstown against Mercer County. Maybe it could be a boys game or a girls game or whatever. So Ryan Winkler, this is a great idea. Can we get something off the ground and maybe do that this summer?
Yeah, I sure hope so, Jim. I think you're right. We have talked about this, you know, for 2 or 3 years, you know, kind of an offshoot of our Warkins tournament over the Christmas time, calling it, you know, Christmas in July, where, you know, we'd bring teams in and have officials and kind of make it a mini tournament over the summer outside. So, you know, you and I have kind of kicked that idea around to see, you know, if that's something that could work. But, you know, as we were talking and as I've been thinking, I don't even know if it needs to be that structured. I just want kids to have an opportunity just to play and have fun. And it's something that we've talked about. There's so much structure in our kids' lives already of leagues and workouts and, you know, traveling teams and all of this. It just, sometimes we just lose the sight that they're kids and they just want to have fun. And honestly, the reason why I even thought about this is, you know, during the pandemic, when we could have zero contact at all with our athletes, our guys were just randomly calling each other and getting together and playing outside this fall, you know, on the court in Prophetstown, right outside of the park district. And it just got me thinking, like, why does it need to be so structured? Like, why can't we, you know, provide an opportunity for athletes and our basketball players, you know, to meet on an outdoor court and just compete not only against each other, but, you know, against other teams and just let them be kids and have fun. And I don't want to sound super old, but kind of what we used to do where we would call our buddies up and we would meet at the park and we'd play 3-on-3, 4-on-4, 5-on-5, however many people would show up. I thought it was a really good idea. And I'm hoping that there might be some other schools that also might want to maybe participate in something like that this summer.
All right. So basically the structure part of it would be, for example, is, you know, you don't want, you know, kids in 25 different cars getting in and driving from Mercer County to Whiteside County to play. You would want a coach to take them there, you know, so you have the structure of transporting kids from one location to the other. So you would do that. And then also then you would want to, you know, make sure you have the approval from the park district or whatever, or things of that nature. So where we're starting at then is this is Coach Winkler saying, hey, if you're interested, get a hold of me and let's see if we can work something out this summer where we can get some of these games going, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We already do it, in my opinion, for little three-team round robins anyway at night a lot of times, you know, inside where, you know, we might call up Mercer County and Orion and say, hey, let's have a three-team round robin on a Tuesday night, you know, in Erie Prophetstown. We'll get the officials, you know, and we'll play two games back-to-back. One will have to have a rest. I mean, we already do that, you know, for our athletes in a structured setting. With officials, I'm just saying, like, let's just let kids be kids and get them there and obviously make sure that there's, you know, a little bit of a structure so they know what's going on. But then after that, like, let them play, call your own fouls, like we used to, where kids can just be kids and have fun and they're getting better at basketball skills. You know, that they're competing against, you know, other athletes from other towns. And just kind of roll from there. So that's basically what I'm saying. And so if anybody else is interested in something like that, absolutely. Let's reach out and depending on how many teams, you know, are interested in it, we can create a little mini schedule to make sure that it works for everybody. And we can kind of just hopefully start kind of a grassroots movement of just letting kids play and have fun outside and enjoy, you know, competing against each other.
All right, so as we start this conversation then, so the easiest way to go about this, they can get a hold of you directly?
Yeah, absolutely. They can email me. I can give you my cell number. If they contact you, you can put them in touch with me. I just want to see how many people are interested first, and then if there's a big interest, then that's when we can really reach out to the local towns and see what parks are available that could support, you know, full court games and then kind of go from there. So I don't think, like I said, this is just the beginning. I don't even know. There might be two teams. That's fine. There might be 20. I don't know, but this has been on my heart just to try something different. I love the idea of pickup at the park. It's really easy, simple. I think, like I said, the teams would be excited about doing something like that, the high school kids, and I hope that it's something that maybe will catch on a little bit.
All right, and just tell us then the cell phone number they can get you at.
Yep, so my cell phone number is 309-738-2970, and my email address is rwinkler, so that's rwinckler at ecusd.info.
All right, that's easy enough. So, and then I know from the girls' side of things, I know Coach Engwall at Mercer County had indicated that she wanted to put something together on the girls' side. So, I mean, there's you're leading the charge kind of on the boys' side. She's leading the charge on the girls' side. You can get a hold of Kate here in town and in the Mercer County School District. And I know last summer there were a group of girls here in Aledo that kind of got something like this together where you talk about less structure. It was basically them just doing it on their own, where they were calling kids from Orion to come over, kids from Rock Ridge, or kids from Sherrard to come over and play. And I mean, that is what you really, I mean, that's what you want to see in this. And when you told me the story about, you know, your kids at Erie Prophetstown, that I think is kind of the good thing from the pandemic, where kids are taking the initiative on their own to organize the games. And as, you know, grandma and grandpa and dad always used to say, you need to play outside. Right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And with social media the way that it is today, all of our athletes are connected in a way that they've never been connected before. I mean, once again, I don't want to sound like the old guy, but like, I never thought ever about really conversing with anybody from another town, because there's just no way to do that. And all of our guys are connected with all of the athletes from all the other towns. So I think you're 100% right. I think that they do an amazing job of networking. And so it's just kind of a grass movement for them where, hey, we're going to have an open gym, or we're going to have we're going to meet at the park at this time, spread the word. Like, and you have so many contacts that you're kind of able to do that. So I've kind of, like I said, learned from them. I love to see that. And I would love to foster that with just a little bit more structure, to make sure that we have all the times and the place and to get them there, you know. And then after that, like, it's on them. They just get to have fun and play against each other and compete.
Well, and to me, it would be a neat setting if you come into whatever small town and you see basically four teams gathered around and they're going to play, you know, basically 2 hours of basketball or 3 hours of basketball or whatever in a round robin a tournament in a team type of format. That setting to me would be pretty cool in small town USA if you can get that accomplished. So like, for example, if Mercer County is playing Orion, then Erie Prophetstown, play Sherrard or whatever at whatever venue, whether it be in Orion or whether it be in Aledo or whether it be Provincetown. That's what you kind of want to see, where you see those different teams playing in those different towns. And if somebody's driving by that park, they're saying, wow, they're actually, somebody's actually utilizing this park today. Are you kidding? They're actually playing at this park. So, I mean, to me, that also grows the game a little bit, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think it's not just for growing the game, you know, for the residents of the town, but I think it grows the game for the younger kids. You know, obviously it's going to be a situation where you're outside. You're going to be very visible. You're not in a gym in walls where people can't really see what is going on. I do think that the interest level for something like that is going to spread throughout that community and throughout the communities, you know, that are participating. And I think there's a lot of possibilities, for really good things to happen in a small community when you have, you know, 30, 40, 50 high school kids that are using a couple hours in the middle of the week doing something really productive and fun. And so that's kind of what I'm hoping stems out of this. And we'll see. It's just something that we want to try. And hopefully it's something that will be very beneficial for everybody that's involved.
Yeah, and I guess I can say it, and this is just me speaking. You know, sometimes in having kids that have played, you know, and they've since graduated, had daughter play on for Mercer County girls basketball, and then a son play. But I always kind of thought, you know, the setting for summer basketball, I think sucks in a gym.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not fun. It's not fun.
But if you take the kids, I don't know what it is, just that kind of smell in the summer of the gym, that, you know, that school's out and there's nobody there and it's got that mm-hmm. like stagnant smell. It's like, it doesn't have that feel. But then if you take the game outside and play, I'm like, yeah, man. I think the nuance of that kind of, and it shouldn't be considered new, but it is kind of a new concept where if you do play, people will say, because I'm thinking to myself, well, God, we're just playing basketball outside. What's the big deal? Well, nobody does that anymore in a team setting. And I think this has an opportunity, I think, to spark maybe some significant interest, hopefully. That's just me speaking.
No, I 100% agree. And that's why I wanted to try to at least get the word out. Just maybe try to do something different. Like I said, you and I have been talking about this, how much fun it would be kind of in a really structured setting, to get our Christmas tournament together over the summer. But honestly, I love this idea more because it's just letting kids be kids, which I'm going to be honest. I don't think we allow kids just to be kids enough anymore. And so this is just an opportunity, like I said, where they just get to come together and there's no pressure and they get to play and compete at the highest level and, you know, just spend some time doing something active outside. I see way too many benefits than negatives.
Yeah. So again, that Ryan Winkler, we'll get his contact information one more time before we wrap up. I'm just curious, and I know it's such an abnormal year as we traverse through the pandemic, and hopefully we're on the back end. And I know this is a rare year for the IHSA of what they had to do basically in the last half of the school year and trying to get all these remaining sports in. You know, I noticed, though, a little bit this week and last week, you know, with these sports overlapping, that, you know, I just feel like kids, there's a little bit of an overload of, you know, kids that are the multi-sport athletes where now, you know, they're being pulled in many different directions. And I know I don't know how we deal with it with this pandemic, because hopefully it's just a one-time deal. But it's been interesting, really, the last 2 weeks, and I understand that this significant concern the IHSA had with the overlap, because I kind of think you're seeing some of that here in this two-week overlap. Do you get that read a little bit?
Oh, 100%. I mean, the intention's always been good. Just sometimes the end result is maybe not really what we're thinking. And I agree with you, Jim. I think already that kids are getting really stressed out again really, really quickly. Trying to make sure that they are feeling loyal to coaches, to programs, to all the sports that they play. You know, how am I going to prepare for a basketball game against Hall when I have to go to a football practice, you know, for an hour and a half, you know, the day before a game or whatever else. Now, we've been very intentional trying to make sure that we are not setting practices up to make our kids do that. But there is, there's a stress. I know, for example, you know, my daughter plays basketball and volleyball. So they had a game at Hall last night. They're going to have practice tonight for basketball. And then right after they're going to have volleyball practice, you know, to start preparing. So, you know, they went to Hall, didn't get back until almost 10 o'clock. They have practice tonight for basketball and then followed by practice with volleyball. And then they have a day, one more day to get prepared. And then they play again on Thursday. So I agree with you. I understand the intent of what is trying to happen to give kids opportunities to play the sports that they love. But I do agree that we're already starting to see a lot of kids that are just getting stressed out and physically, especially just not ready to handle that type of commitment or activity just with being off for as long as they have.
Yeah. And that's the thing for me, too. You bring up the point where we basically went from nothing for, you know, 9 months to 10 months to everything. And it was I did a game. We're taping this interview on Wednesday, and it's funny, I did a game. We're taping this interview on Tuesday, and I broadcast the game Monday at Alleman. Mercer County played up there, so I get to Alleman, and half of their practice field outside, they on one half is the boys' soccer team, on the other half is the football team, okay? And then I go inside in one gym. There's girls volleyball practice, and then the other gym, girls basketball practice, is finishing up, and then a boys basketball game.
Yep.
Taking place. And it's just crazy how, you know, in this stretch, just so much is going on. And I've told so many people, you know, we're approaching, you know, the middle portion of March, right? And we still have, and there's not much school left, right? You know, school calendar
right.
time. And there are so many sports left. That's what's so weird. Cause I look at it, I'm like, well, gosh, we still got a football season to play and volleyball, and we still got baseball, softball, and track. And it's March the 9th today. I mean, that's what's just so amazing how weird this year is.
Absolutely. And tomorrow, you know, we're ending our third 9 weeks. So that means that we have 9 weeks left of school, basically. So including spring break. So you're talking, you know, 10, but I mean, that's where we're at. And I agree with you. I understand the thought process behind of what's going on with IHSA, and it's just an absolutely crazy year. But once again, ultimately, you know, I always am trying to go back, like, is this really for the kids, or are there maybe some other things that are at play? And so the decisions that we're trying to make here is really trying to keep in mind, like what you're talking about, like the kids and what is beneficial and what is not. And I know everyone's going to have a different opinion on what is beneficial and what is not, just from a counseling perspective, because that's what I do all day long. I'm worried about what's going to happen here these last 2.5 months. Heading into the summer, because honestly, there's going to be zero break, because every sport is going to want to have some time over the summer as well, heading into fall. So I think we just need to be very conscious of some of those decisions.
All right. So let's, again, as we wrap up, talk about pickup at the park. This is a concept that Ryan Winkler wants to push forward. Actually, high school basketball teams, again, playing pickup games at local parks throughout the region. So if you are interested in doing something like this, you can get a hold of Coach Winkler. And again, Coach Winkler, your contact information.
Yep. So my cell number is 309-738-2970. And then my email is rwinkler@ecusd www.mtsu.info.
All right. Well, enjoy the remaining days of the modified COVID high school basketball season. And Coach Wise, appreciate the help from you. And man, I hope I see you at the Aledo Water Tower Park in June. That would be pretty cool, man.
Absolutely. And once again, I just appreciate you, Jim, and what you guys do at WRMJ for just all of the small towns and local athletes. Hopefully, once again, this is something that is going to be beneficial to kids. And I think that's why we're all trying to do this, from all of our different perspectives. So thank you for, you know, giving us a voice, and see, hopefully there might be some other people that have that same thought process moving forward.
All right, let's do it. Pick up at the park, this summer, pick up a basketball. Our thanks to Ryan Winkler. More coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.